99.7 FM and online at oldhamcommunityradio.com are featuring all that's best from the King of Instruments. This is Community Keyboards with Ian Wolstenholme.
And welcome to a special edition of Community Keyboards, where, in response to the many questions that people have asked me recently, such as, have you heard about Gene Martin moving to Blackpool, and is it true that Gene's moved from Holland, and so on? Well, there's only one way to find out. Luckily, and despite the sudden onset fuel crisis this week, I managed to put a couple of gallons in the tank and head over to the Fylde coast for an afternoon of fresh air and fun. So let's knock on the door at 44 King Edward Avenue to have a chat and a cuppa with the Blackpool Belle herself.
You can't come to Blackpool and not pop on to King Edward Avenue, number 44 thereof, no less, because this isn't just any hotel, as many people will know who've been following the antics, and I think that's the right word, of my guest on the programme for this very special edition. For the first time in the programme's history, we're doing three programmes a month. We usually do two, but I couldn't come to Blackpool and not devote a little section of Community Keyboards to the one and only, the fabulous Gene Martin.
Hello, Mr.
LTCLMIRF, whatever it is. Yeah, Gene, come on now. Look, before we just talk about the hotel briefly, we must just touch on the fact that the last 18 months, you've been pretty much occupied every waking hour entertaining people.
Yes,
Online, haven't you? I think you were the first one to do this one.
Yes, I think I might have been.
What prompted you to do it?
Well, people being on their own at home and being lonely, I thought maybe it would help lift their spirits a little bit. But I never expected it to escalate like it did, because the listeners now, followers and Facebook and the social media sites, they've all plummeted.
Plummeted.
They've all, what's the word when they go up? They've risen, yes.
Stage right voice
yes,
there.
They've escalated. During the lockdown as well, because I mean, I was locked down myself a bit, and so it was therapy for me playing, and also it was lovely for the people. In fact, I only officially opened on Wednesday. And two of the guests actually came from Canvey Island all the way to here. And she's written a lovely message in the guest book. And when they went this morning, she cried all over me. And she said, I can only thank you for what you did during the lockdown. Oh. And I've got people in care homes who tune in as well. And because I haven't been playing, because I'm waiting for some Wi-Fi to be connected, you know, I've not been streaming now since I've been here. But Tim has got plenty of data on his tablet or something.
This is one of your guesses.
He likes to play as well. And again, he said, I don't know what I would have done without you during the lockdown. So I feel very humble, really, because, you know, it was just something I wanted to do to amuse people. And gig, because I mean it became a programme. It wasn't just me playing music. It became a programme, and we've got a little family on there, and they've all started speaking to each other.
It's a little more than a little family, let's be honest. This is international.
It's a community hub.
This is the international megastardom, isn't it? So the next logical step then, a hotel, the Blackpool Jean Martin Hotel. Come on, not even I, who has an eagle eye and ear to the organ world, doesn't know the rationale behind this. Why a hotel on the filed calls, for goodness sake, woman?
Well, Blackpool is the Las Vegas of the North, I think.
We said that, didn't we, earlier? Yes, I've got the family in the background.
Definitely the Las Vegas of the North. But I've always loved to come here as a child. And my family, mum and dad, I mean, I even had a photo. Hans took a photograph of me on the pier, which I put on Facebook. And my mum and dad were sitting on that same bench. And I got the album out. I thought, good Lord, I look just like my mother. But no. It was just lovely. But it was exactly the same bench with the tower behind. And when I was six, that was the first time I saw Reginald Dixon in the tower. Never thinking I'd ever get my bottom on that seat. But of course I did, and I recorded on the tower organ, as you know. So I've had a lot of linkages with Blackpool, if you like, over the years, with doing the festivals for Sceptre Promotions and all of the organ things. And I've done conventions at the Cliffs. You know, I've been in and around Blackpool for a good many years.
Thank you.
But why Blackpool? Mm. Well, we both love the sea. Hans and I love the sea. Holland was beautiful, but it was the silly Brexit was the decision, because I could have had 5 years in Holland without becoming Dutch. Then the Brexit came along and said, you've got to fulfil your passport, you've got to forego British passport, and you've got to become Dutch. So I couldn't stay in Holland anymore unless I changed to a Dutch passport. Well, I'm British through and through, you know, like a streak of bacon, me. You know, you get Danish bacon, but I'm British bacon through and through. And I thought, I don't want to lose my British passport. And I thought, well, my family are here. Yeah. And how am I going to get home? So Hannah said, well, I'll tell you what, let's have a look at property. He said, because I don't care where I live as long as I'm with you. And I said, well, that's just perfect, because I don't care where I live as long as I'm with you. I said, but I can't live here. So he said, well, let's have a look at somewhere. Where do you think you'd like to go? So the first words out of my mouth were, Blackpool, it's the seaside. It's only an hour and 45 minutes down to my son. And it's easier to travel south than it is, for me to have come north when I lived in Staffordshire. So we decided to come here. And we'd seen a house, and we had to get people to view it for us because of the pandemic, And they were going to view it in the afternoon, and in the morning somebody viewed it and bought it. So that meant we'd got our house had lost and we'd got to start again. So it would be about half an hour later, and he said, hey, darling, he said, there's a hotel here, look. It's got 10 bedrooms. He said, all the people you know, he said, we can have big parties here. He said, and if they have one or two to drink, it doesn't matter, they can go straight to bed. You see, that was his comment. So I said, well, all right then. He said, well, do you fancy running a hotel? And I said, yeah, okay. Thinking, well, he's going to be here with me and we, you know. Well, he's been here 3 weeks and he's had to go back to finish because he's a builder.
Yeah.
And he's had to go back to Holland to finish building the farmhouse with this fabulous studio in, which was me. But he wants to sell that. So we're ever happy because there's a big house next door that's just gone for under $1 million. So I might be a millionaire by the end of... No, I'm only kidding. No, seriously, though. He's working over there. But our intention, Ian, what is to do with this, is we're going to... We're developing it slowly. Behind you are a set of doors, and behind those doors is an equal room, the same as this. He's going to knock the back wall out and put French doors in. So by day, you'll be able to look down the garden, which is a yard, but we're putting some ornamental grass down to make it look, and I can put me deck chairs out there and sit in the sun. But when the wall's knocked out and the windows are in, that's by day.
Yeah.
By night, there's going to be red velvet curtains. Oh. I've got a couple of old cinema seats, which I've bought. And we're going to do concerts. And this will become the concert room.
Wow.
And once a month, I'm going to do a jazz night.
Wow.
And then the rest of the time, if musicians come to stay, like last night...
What do you mean, if?
I'm sure a lot of colleagues will come to stay, yes. And if they bring an instrument with them, well, fantastic, we'll have a jam session.
We'll be right back.
doing, Jean, effectively, something I've been speaking to so many people over the last 18 months with the pandemic about the future of the keyboard world, scene, whatever you want to call it. And there's still a lot of people concerned about its longevity and how it's going to survive post sort of COVID. But this is a clever little business plan, isn't it, of yours now, to try to make
keep
sure
it
that it keeps live music live, exactly
what I was
going to
say. We've got to keep it live, absolutely. Because, I mean, the organ really is the king of the instruments. I've said that before. And the thing is, it's so good to get any sound out of it. You know, you haven't got to sit at a church organ and play Bach. You can play jazz on a pipe organ, which, if you remember, I went to Switzerland. For your listeners' benefit, I went to Switzerland and I'd been practising Vidor and all the classical Louis, you know, all the big, big classical pieces. Let me shut the window because I can hear some noise. it's Tim. He's listening to me. He's got his keyboard here. Hang on a minute. That's it. Right. I was listening to him instead of concentrating what I'm saying. So I went to Switzerland and I practiced all this classical music, like my Bach stuff and everything. And 3 days before I was due to go, they rang me up and they said, oh, we're so glad you're coming to the jazz festival. I went, wow! So I played the Vidor in a jazz mode. Can you imagine that?
I can, yeah.
Well, I did. And I got invited back four or 5 years after that on the trot. And they've already contacted me and said, we know you've got a hotel, but can you come?
So, since you've been here, Jean, you've had several visitors, haven't you, from the organ world that we know very well.
Well, it's been dropping centimetres for coffee.
I said to my wife today, I said, you know, we're here in Blackpool. We'll just stop by and say hello. You know, she said, you can't do that. You can't just bowl up and down. I said, well, so just watch me, and I wouldn't have gone past the door without.
Well, I'm jolly glad about that.
And thank you for the tea. So, there must have been, once they got wind of you, if so to speak, in Blackpool.
they must
be baying for your blood at various places in the town to come and play. I'm thinking of that pointy thing up on the coast.
It's pointing. Well, I've already been asked to go to a college in Garstang. Oh. And judge their young musicians for that. So that's in November. But the other night was hilarious because I went to this pub it was when Hans was here. And I just walked in and I stood just looking because the whole of the pub, it's called the Galleon, and the whole of the pub roof is covered in musical instruments. There's keyboards hanging, trumpets, guitars. Gosh. There's all old records on the wall of Billy Fury and all these old stars. And there was a stage, a Roland piano and a drum kit. And a girl was singing with a guitar. Anyway, I'm standing there for a minute like this, and this man suddenly came across and grabbed me by the shoulders. Hans is looking, and he said, do you mind if I hug you? So I went to Hans, so he hugged me, I haven't got a clue who he was. He said, Jean Martin. I said, yes. He said, I want to play drums with you. He said, would you get on the piano and play? Do me the honour of playing.
Wow.
I got on there and I was on for 2 hours. It was an open mic and all these singers go, will you back me? Will you back me? In fact, one of the singers is coming round here Thursday night because she wants me to do a, you know, she said, I want to bring my daughter to meet you and I want to bring my husband to meet you.
This is it.
Oh, dear.
Done that had it not been for the power of Britain's Got Talent.
Oh no, because I don't think I would have. That platform, it catapulted me into a realm that I would never have dreamt of. And even now, as I say, when I went on holiday to Malta, and it's been about 5 years ago, which is, I mean, it's 11 years since
Britain's we were trying to think, it must be, it must 2000, be.
2000, yeah, 2011. Wow. So, well, 2010 I applied, but 2011 was the final, so it was 10 years ago. And I thought, oh, people have forgotten me. I've had my hair cut. I don't look the Bob thingy. I haven't got that hairstyle. But just the way that it sort of turned around, people have, and this guy in Malta, he was at the passport desk, and my previous husband said, "Don't start chatting up the passport man." He said they're very serious. So I just went to the desk and I got my passport, and I got it. And he looked at my passport and he looked at me and he just stared at me. He said, "I thought, oh, he's found a fault or something. I can't go through because I'd only just arrived." He said, "I voted for you a lot on Britain's Got Talent." I says, "Well, I owe you then." I said, "Because you've had to pay lots of money to..." I said, "Now you know why I've come to Malta." But, there's a fabulous fish and chip shop called Poppers on the... I know it probably shouldn't have said that.
Oh, yes. Do you know Poppers? Well, we're past it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
lovely. So you recommend that?
Oh, very definitely.
Guys, we're going there.
Well, we're going there. Are you going there tonight?
We're going there. We're going as well.
Oh. So we'll all go together. Yes, because the guy... I can book a table. The guy knows me in there. And he said to me the other day, he said, "I remember you." He said... This is the guy on the till. He said, "I only started here yesterday. Would you like a free drink?" Oh, I had a gin and tonic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in for a penny, for goodness sake.
Yes.
Oh, it's lovely to catch you in your new environment, your new abode. Who would have believed it? And I must publicly apologise because I put something off on Facebook about Jean and Hans, the new Basil and Sybil Fawlty, which was very cruel.
Yes, and very naughty.
Will you forgive me?
Yes, of course I will.
Oh, bless you.
Only this once.
Yeah. But seriously, I know everybody is hugely excited about this, Jean, for various reasons.
It's lovely.
But you must be, especially because you are mine host
of
the new Blackpool Jean Martin Hotel.
Absolutely. Well, we've got people coming until November.
And it's on booking.com as well, isn't
it? No, don't mention that.
booking.com.
Don't mention.
Just deal with you direct.
Yeah, deal with me direct. Right. The website.
The website.
The hotel
which
has
is,
a website.
Tell us again.
It's www.jeanmartinhotel.com.
Nice and simple. We like things
easy,
like that.
Easy. Yes, I'm doing all my phone bookings by phone.
Yeah.
Or if they go to the website, there's all the connections there. But I'm not using any social sites like.
No.
Free to book. Well, no. I have got free to book, but I'm blocked out at the moment.
I don't think you'll need to somehow.
Well, I said to them, leave it till I get going, but I've already got going by the look of it.
Oh, it's been lovely to chat, and it's been lovely to hear some of your music on the programme this time. And you've got Blackpool Tower behind you.
Not quite literally,
but for people that sort of approach the hotel on King Edward Avenue,
yes,
the Blackpool Tower is right there. You can't miss it. You can't miss it.
And it's only a 6-minute walk to the prom from here.
There we go.
And a £5 ride on the tram. So there you go.
Jean, lovely to catch up. Always nice, always a pleasure. And thank you for joining me on the programme.
You're welcome, Ian. And lovely message to your listeners.
But that's it. We've done it. There we go. We'll be right back. And all the music was played by Jean Martin, live in the case of the Blackpool Bell and Jazz Vidor on her Yamaha AR100 in the hotel lounge, and on various CDs that Jean has made over the years on Yamaha EL900, Allen Renaissance Digital Theatre Organ, Kawai Grand Piano, and AR100. And just in case you were pondering the titles, well, we included I Only Want to Be With You, The Young Ones, World Without Love, You're a Lady, Nutrocker, Let's Dance, House of Dreams, and Under the Boardwalk. So there you have it, what I'm sure will become the latest Blackpool entertainment mecca for organ and keyboard fans. We say happy holidays and good luck to Jean and Hans. From Ian Wolstenholme, take care, all the best, and bye-bye. Thank you.